KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A very important case was recently presented to the European Court of Human Rights. Relatives of Polish officers killed on orders of Soviet boss Joseph Stalin in the Katyn massacre are demanding that the court order Russia to disclose the full truth about these killings. This was one of history's worst crimes and is known as the Katyn massacre. The killings took place at three locations, but the massacre took its name from one, the Katyn Forest in modern-day Belarus. The evil and importance of this massacre was not merely that the Russians killed 21,587 Polish men, but that the victims were specially selected. They were all Polish Army Reserve officers, chaplains, writers, professors, journalists, engineers, lawyers, aristocrats, and teachers. In other words, they were the educated professional leaders of Poland. All were killed in execution style by a single shot to the back of the head. When the mass graves were discovered by the Americans, the Russians denied responsibility and blamed the atrocities on the Nazis, even going to the trouble of reburying some of the bodies and bulldozing evidence in an elaborate attempt to deflect blame. This terrible crime was a festering sore that soured Russia's relations with Poland for six decades. In 1989, then-Russian President Mikhail Gorbachev finally admitted that the killings were done by Joseph Stalin's secret police. However, Russia has refused to prosecute surviving suspects or even reveal their names. Russia is keeping two-thirds of the Katyn massacre files closed to public inspection. 70 families related to the murdered officers are now bringing their case to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg. They hope that telling the world the truth about this atrocity will finally close the chapter on the Second World War. It's important for young people to know about the terrible evil of communism and the Soviet Empire that threatened the world for so many years.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe history textbooks should tell what's great about America and the heroes who built our country? Or should students only be taught what's wrong with America? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for more on the battle over history textbooks. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, flattery is like cologne water, to be smelled, not swallowed. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. You've heard me say time and time again, and you know, I have gotten two calls now just recently. I've always said, well, I never get a call. Who do they interview when they take these polls all of the time? Well, I've gotten twice now in the last, I don't know, in the last two or three weeks. I've gotten calls wanting to know how I was going to vote. My answer every time is, I'm not going to vote for anybody that is in office. If they've been in office, I'm not going to vote for them. Democrat or Republican, I don't want to vote for either a Democrat or a Republican. I'd much rather vote for an independent or a constitutionalist. And it kind of floors them when I say that, because they think everybody is supposed to be a Democrat or a Republican. And when we see somebody coming along that is really doing a bang-up job and has a chance to win an election and blow out both the Democrats and the Republicans, I mean, it rocks the boat. And we have a case like that right now. Her name is Mary Sterrett. She's running for governor of Oregon. And she's running on the constitutional ticket. She's anti-abortion activist. But the main thing is, hey, she's been a talk show host, a news anchor. Everybody in Oregon knows her. And, hey, she's rocking the boat. And now the other people are trying to make her illegal as far as getting on the ballot is concerned. Paul Walter is with me today. Paul Walter, of course, is newswithviews.com. We've been good friends for quite a few years now, Paul, and it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you very much, Derry.
Hey, Mary's really shaking things up out there in Oregon, right?
Well, I'll tell you about Mary. Mary used to be, I think it's either NBC or ABC anchorwoman. She had a talk show in Portland for 5 years that basically reached a 100-mile radius. So every population center in Oregon is basically Salem, Eugene, and Portland, the three cities, which is about probably 60, 70 miles apart. And
yeah,
everybody there knows her. And the Republicans are running scared.
There's not many people living in John Day, is there?
No, well, John Day, I don't know what his population is, 4,000, I imagine. It's pretty small.
I'm being funny. But the people know her, and she has the opposition really shaking in their boots.
Well, see, the problem is, if she wasn't a threat to them, it wouldn't bother them. But she's a threat because everybody knows her, and everybody likes her. She's a very likable person. She's outspoken. She's is not afraid to call a spade a spade. She'll tell you the way cow ate the cabbage. And the Republicans don't like it. So what they want to do now is they're challenging her right to be on the ballot. They're looking for all kinds of ways to get her off the ballot. And, of course, they did that to the Constitution Party a few years back, according to their Constitution president here in Oregon. Is a few years back they tried to do it to another candidate, and they failed. And now they're trying the same tactics again. And then a man was doing this, and his name is Clark. He says, and he's a lawyer, by the way, he says that what he wants to do is if the state election board turns him down and, you know, and tells that everything is okay with the, with Mary Starrett's ballot, then they're going to try to sue that. And I've predicted that if they're going to take it to court, that it's going to be a done deal because they really got the judges in their pocket. All these black robe judges, all they are is lawyers, and they're all friends. They all sleep in the same political bed together. So I predicted in the article that if this goes to court, the judge is going to rule against Mary Starrett in the favor of the GOP.
All right, but why should it even go to court?
I don't know what the reason is, why they want to take this to court. They'll just make something up. They make this up, they'll make that up, they'll do whatever they'll see, crooks can only win by hook and by crook. They can't win honestly. I believe, you know, in a concept that let come one, come all, everybody runs and let the best man win. And give the folks the chance and let them, each one, take a stand for what they believe in. And if people are smart enough, they can make a decision of which is the best candidate. But that's not what the Republicans want. See, the guy that they got running for governor, Ron Saxon, is a bleeding heart liberal. He's basically a rhino, which means Republican in name only. He's not a conservative. He's a liberal, and there's a dime worth of difference between him and the Democrat challenger, which is the incumbent, Ted Kulongoski. There's a dime worth of difference between them. They're basically the same. Behind the scenes, they probably sleep in the same political bed together, agree on everything. But out in the public, you know, they appear to be a little different on some issues. But basically, they're serving the new world order. They're serving the same people. But now Mary Starrett came on the scene, and that's threatening the whole system. They took a poll, Oregonian, which is the state's newspaper, he took a poll, and Mary came, I believe I've got my facts straight, is 15 points, which is about 3 or 4 points behind Ron Saxon, and he's spending millions. So she's nipping right at his heels. So basically what she's doing is she's going to deny him the election, and the Democrat, which has been running, Democrats, which have been running the state for past, I think, 20, 30 years, is going to get right back into the office again. So all the liberal newspapers are really kind to Mary. I mean, bent out of backwards to be nice to her, and I just told her yesterday when I talked to her, the reason they're nice to you is because you're taking away most of the Republicans. You're sucking away the conservative votes. You're not taking the liberals away from the Democrats, because Democrats are not going to vote for you. Not the bad ones. The smart ones will vote for her, because even a Democrat doesn't want to live in a police state. So she's really threatening the whole system, and she just may get elected. I mean, I don't know what the chances are. The chances are only good if we can wake up enough people and show them there isn't a dime worth of difference between either party.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting today with Paul Walter. Paul Walter is the newswithviews.com owner-operator, and we're talking about Mary Starrett running for governor in the state of Oregon.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times, and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
And we have returned visiting with Paul Walter with newswithviews.com, and we're talking about Mary Starrett. She's running for governor there in the state of Oregon, and she is very well known. And Paul, she writes for your News with Views on a regular basis, does she not?
Yeah, she's got an article up right now. It's called Who's Guarding the Guard, meaning the National Guard.
Right.
How they want to federalize the National Guard. And she co-authored that article with David Brownlow, and he's another one of our writers. And he's also running for office. And I believe, David Brownlow is running for the Oregon's 3rd District. And there's an excellent article on that. All you got to do is click on where you see Mary Starrett and David Brownlow, Who's Guarding the Guard. And read the article. It's excellent.
But, I mean, I see other articles. She's a regular on your...
Yeah, she's been writing for us. I don't know when the first article came in. About 3-4 years ago, I would imagine.
Right.
And she's been with us a while.
I agree with practically everything she says. She's one of those people that... she's running on the Constitution Party, so that tells you something, if you know what the Constitution Party stands for. But it stands for the Constitution of the United States, which every office holder in this nation swears to uphold, and 99.999% of them are doing everything they can to destroy it.
Yeah, they take the oath of office to uphold the Constitution, then within hours they're in there, they're doing just the opposite. And you know what? I'll tell you, I just found out the other day we were talking with a local talk show host here. Most of them don't even have a clue that they're doing this. They don't have a clue because they go to these workshops, they go to these different sessions and have change agents there, and they brainwash them and they say, well, you got to do this and you got to do this, and they introduce this bill and you got to introduce that bill and you got to do this and that, and they don't know it's unconstitutional. Most of them don't have a clue. And the problem is, you see, decent people who, even the best of us, who decides to run for office, and once they're in there, unless you ground it in the Constitution and you really know what the law is and what your rights are and what all different things mean, you'll wind up getting brainwashed and doing the same thing everybody else is doing. And it's very important to educate yourself to really know what your rights are, because if you don't know what your rights are, you're going to lose your country. You're going to lose it, and we're inches away of losing our country now.
And you know, a high percentage of the people don't care. They literally don't care. I watched a very interesting debate the other day on Fox News between Neil Cavuto and Judge Napolitano.
And I heard the judge in person. In fact, we were on the same program in Alamogordo, New Mexico, when GB had us down there to do a Paragon program. And I know how Judge Napolitano thinks. He believes that the Constitution is the Constitution and it should be abided by. And Neil Cavuto came up with some pretty dumb comments about the Constitution. When we come back, I'd like to go into a little bit of that, because you can't believe what the people then emailed him. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Gary Brownfield Show, online at GaryBrownfield.com.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Are back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Calls are welcome. I was mentioning, Paul, that Neil Cavuto had Judge Napolitano on the other day. It was one of those afternoon shows, and they were discussing the Constitution. And Napolitano, when he was in Alamogordo, he broke this whole thing down as to how the administration got the Patriot Act passed and what was so terrible bad about the Patriot Act, and how, you know, how we can we're going to give up our freedom for a little bit of security. And Neil Cavuto, I thought at first he was just playing devil's advocate, but he was serious about this. He was
a jerk.
Well, I kind of like him, but most of the time I kind of agree with him. But in that case, he was way off base, and I thought at first he was just, you know, just debating for the sake of debate, but he wasn't. And so then the next day, he read all these emails. Now, I don't know how many emails he got. He read a few that agreed with Napolitano that, hey, we're going to give up our freedom. It's not worth it. But most of the ones he read, now, of course, it was his show, and he's going to put on what he wants to. But he read a bunch of them about, hey, I don't want to die. I'll give up some of my freedoms if I can live. And, you know, but who wants to live in slavery?
Yeah, see, that's why we lose in our country. The problem, I've always said this, and a lot of pastors, like Pastor Chuck Baldwin, he sees it too, is the churches are the problem. Back in 1776, back the founding of our country, churches rang the bell for freedom. The pastors got involved. and they stood for something, and they supported the Continental Army that fought the British, and we got our independence from King George. Today, are you kidding? The church has been infiltrated with change agents. The all we have today is liberal, basically. Twinkie pastors. They don't stand for anything. They don't teach repentance. They don't teach what's wrong with this country anymore. All they do is that Jesus loves everybody and God loves everybody and everybody's got rights, and that's basically the sermon that they're teaching, that's why we keep electing the same people over and over again. How can you expect change when you elect the same person with the same mindset over and over again? Even if you elect a new one, he thinks the same like the guy that just left. So how are you going to change the direction of this country? This country, I believe personally, and I don't mean to be sounding negative, but this country is going down. There is no hope for this country. I don't think we're going to turn this country around unless we can wake the people up, and that's almost impossible because you can't wake the churches up. And then they believe. I was debating here with a real decent guy. I love the guy here locally, and he believes, well, God doesn't want us to take a stand to fight evil. I said, well, then why does the Bible say stand up to evil and we'll flee? Well, I don't know what that means, but he doesn't know what that means. And he thinks that everybody will be raptured up and they're all going to float in the sky, you know, and all the evil down here will die, and all the sheep that never stood for anything going to float up in the sky, and they're all going to be saved. I said, I wouldn't want to be in the kingdom of heaven with these people that never took a stand, a bunch of sheep floating up in the sky over there. And that's what they believe. And I don't know how you can, the only way you can turn that around is if we can get a bunch of pastors and with teeth and that are not afraid to lose their 501c3 and are willing to speak up for the love of this country. Because what's not right, what's not fair, Derry, is our children growing up today will never know the America that you and I knew when you and I were children growing up. They will not have the same opportunity. They're growing up in a rap culture. They're growing up in filthy Hollywood movies. They're growing up to where you have gay pride parades in cities, and mayors are sitting there of these cities, and the police chiefs waving their hands, going down the floats in Main Street in a gay pride parade. That's the America that we have today. And it's very, very sad that the people like here in our own city, I see the same problem here. Two topless bars want to make an inroad here to put their filthy operation right near downtown of our city. And you think the church has got involved? Nobody wants to get involved. And that's why evil flourishes, because good men do nothing. And I think Edmund Burke said that. And that's exactly right. And until people wake up, look, I don't know what the name of that president was. I think it was one of the republics near Russia that they poisoned that guy that ran for president, a Russian. Poison in his food.
And his face turned all different ways.
Yeah, his face turned kind of wrinkly and dark. And what did the people do? You have millions of them, about 4 years ago, I believe this was, or 3 years ago, millions of them out in the street in January in sub-zero weather. Millions say, you can't do that to us. And guess what? The police came on their side. Even the media came on their side. The whole system came on the people's side. And the people won. They had another election. And their president won. And if they wouldn't have done that, you would have had a Russian dictatorship there now.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we have another lady, Paul, that is going through almost identically what Mary Starrett's going through. Stay tuned.
The Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
Ken Klein recently discussed his new DVD, The Pillar of Enoch, Lost Legend of the Great Pyramid, on the Derry Brownfield Show.
When you look at all the facts and evidence, it's hard to deny that the planet Earth, suspended in the vastness of this great universe, was visited by divine messengers called Elohim, or angels. Divine messengers and representatives of the Most High God who traveled the starways, who came to leave us a prophecy in a monument we call the Great Pyramid.
Is it possible that the life and work of Enoch, memorialized in the Great Pyramid, is a sign, a prophecy, hidden in stone?
To order this 75-minute DVD, send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to the Great Pyramid, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, for $1,000, your name can go here. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Visiting today with Paul Walter, and we're talking about, earlier in the show, we were discussing Mary Starrett, who is running for governor there in the state of Oregon, and how the Republicans are doing everything they can to keep her name off the ballot, because she has a pretty good chance of being the next governor, and she's running on the Constitution ticket. And so she's not a Democrat, she's not a Republican, she's a free thinker, and she's kind of one of us guys. All right. I have a call now from a lady in New Mexico who finds herself in a very similar position. Janet White is running for the county commission. And, Janet, could you kind of bring our listeners up to date on what's happening in your situation?
I sure can, Derry. It's deja vu all over again in Otero County. I am an independent, which means that I do not have the party backing like the Democrats and the Republicans. I announced my candidacy last fall. I have a very simple platform, and it's based on the principles of our Constitution. And it basically describes that we need the highest protection for our private property and water rights, and that our leaders should be held to their oaths of office and to the guiding principles of our U.S. Constitution. So it's real simple, and I'm trying to provide the voters of Otero County with a choice in the county commission election, because I believe that good government starts at the local level.
Okay, so what are the what's happening to your situation, though? I mean,
well, first I got a letter from the attorney for my political opponent, who is the incumbent Republican, and asking me to drop out to avoid an arduous and lengthy lawsuit. And then an investigation was started through the district attorney's office. The state police investigated me and found that I was not in violation of any laws, that I wasn't perpetrating voter fraud, which was which were the charges. After that didn't work, then my political opponent, through his attorney, filed a lawsuit, and that's where we are right now. We've had depositions, we've had a hearing, and we are supposed to have a conclusion to this on September 14th, when the judge will make a ruling.
Okay, but now what your opposition said was that you were not living in the county in which you are running.
He said I was not living in the district. Now, what I did, Derry, is the New Mexico law says that as an independent, I need to reside in the district where I am running when I take office. That would be November. That would be after the November 7th general election, when you're sworn in January. To avoid any kind of controversy and to make things simple, like I'm bent to do sometimes in a complicated world, I said, okay, I will just go ahead and move out to the district where I had planned to live, and I am living now anyway ahead of time, so there won't be any argument. Well, of course, that didn't work. So we will have to wait on the district court judge here to make his decision. It's so similar to the Mary Starrett case that it's almost uncanny to me. Is Mr. Walter there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, you see, what you have there is the same thing we have everywhere, and that's called a good old boy system. Mm-hmm. And the good old boy system, the people that are part of the good old boy system are already Republican movers and shakers in your county, and the Democratic movers and shakers in the county. And what you do is you go back and forth. One day the Republicans get in office, the next day the Democrats get in office, but the same agenda continues forward because they're both doing the same thing. It's like Clinton and Bush. Clinton was a globalist. Bush is a globalist. The only difference is one calls himself a Republican, the other one calls himself a Democrat. One has a zipper problem and the other one doesn't, but the political agenda is all the same. And it's the same thing there. And what they're trying to do is intimidate you. I hate to be a negative, but I'll tell you something. Unless you have clean judges there, most likely the whole thing was decided behind a closed door, and the judge will rule against you, because the judge is nothing but a lawyer with a black robe, and they're all in the same bed together. They all agree, and there isn't a dime worth of difference between either one of them. And if there's an honest attorney, I mean real honest, he wouldn't work in the county, because they've done the same thing here where I live. They get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to move on to make a living somewhere else, because he can't work here because he doesn't go along with the system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brotherhood. It's like a clique. Mm-hmm. And it's the same here, and you have a county good old boy system, you have a state good old boy system, you have a federal good old boy system, mm-hmm. and it's all the same thing. And what they're trying to do is keep you from getting elected, but you can use that to your advantage. And the way to use that to your advantage is you go to the public and you try to be what they call it, you know, for people to feel sorry for you, because what they're doing to you, and it'll backfire on you. If you handle that right, you'll get more votes, and it'll backfire on the Republicans for what they're doing. In other words, you're the you're like I can't find the proper word right now. Like
Goliath, David killing Goliath.
Well, that's not what I was thinking of. You know, when someone is the underdog and everybody's beating on him, and he's innocent, and a whole bunch feel sorry for him for what, you know, see, that can happen. It could backfire on him, but you have to handle this right. Don't come back at him with vengeance always go with Mary Ice Twinkle and say, gosh, why are you doing that to me? All I want to do is serve the folks. All I want to do is be a county commissioner and serve the good people of this county. Don't you want me? Don't you want the good folks to have the choice? You see, and if you come across right without seeing as a vindictive person and you handle the persecution right, you'll get 10 times more votes than you would before, because now you get all the publicity, you see, and it'll backfire on them, and you'll get even more votes. You'll get all the sympathetic votes, because they'll sympathize with you for what's happening to you, you see.
I see that, Mr. Walter, and that's the feedback that I get every day when I'm out on the street campaigning.
Exactly.
I'm not a vindictive person.
That's right. If they're cruel to you, you take the cruelty with a grain of salt, let it go in one ear and out the other, and just say, gosh, how come you're playing dirty politics? You know, don't you believe that everyone should have the right to run for office?
But see, Janet's situation is so much like Mary's in that they're trying to keep both of them off the ballot.
Well, but that's how Mary is handling it. Mary's handling it just what I've told you, and guess what? She's getting 10 times more votes now than she would before.
But is she going to be on the ballot so they can even vote for her, see?
Well, I don't know. It depends whether they got the judge in the pocket or not. The only reason I predicted that they got the judge in the pocket, that they're going to rule in the favor of the Republicans, is to see if you do that, if what you're doing is setting them up to do just the opposite because they don't want to prove you're right. So if you predict that this is what they're going to do, they're going to do the opposite to show the public, well, just, Walter was wrong. He didn't know what he was talking about. So you win. You win if the judge doesn't side with him, and you win if he does, because you said, well, see, folks, I told you he would do that. So you win either way. And the way to fight is, in other words, you keep talking about the issues, find out everything wrong with your opponent, that, in other words, his wrong views, his view on abortion, or whatever he spews out that's is not politically correct, or something that the folks don't agree with, bring that out. So if you lose, he's uncovered. You uncovered him, so to speak, and he won't be able to do his stuff.
Well, very good advice. I think you've nailed it on the head. And
anyway, both Mary and Janet has gotten a lot of publicity just because of the treatment they're getting. I mean, Janet, you've been on the radio. How are the newspapers carrying your story?
I have been on the banner headline at least 3 times in probably the last month.
Now, the banner is the newspaper?
No, I'm talking about the big headline at the top of the Alamogordo Daily News.
Okay.
Has been the top story. I've gotten a lot of publicity.
Good. I hope you win.
Well, I hope for, just to give the people a choice that I do.
Well, you stand in there and you fight a good fight, and most likely you'll win at the end.
Okay, and we're going to take a break. Hey, thanks for the call, Janet. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aronizer. The Aronizer produces high levels of activity activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we are back. Paul Walter knows a lot more about freedom than most Americans ever will, hopefully at least. And, Paul, why don't you give us a little background? The first time I met you, I think it was, three or four years ago in Reno, but I've been reading your articles for a long time.
You know, Derry, something just came to me while I was listening to your commercials. And when a rotten, if there happened to be a rotten Republican running or a rotten Democrat running, are there people out there trying to get him off the ballot? No. Nobody's out there trying to get a Republican. Have you ever saw where a Republican, they're trying to get a Republican off the ballot or a Democrat off the ballot? I've never heard of such a thing. But an alternate party or someone that's not a Republican, Democrat running for office, immediately the whole Goodwill system comes against them trying to get them off the ballot. That proves that there is a conspiracy, there's a good old boy system, and they want only the two-party system to go because they got them both brainwashed, so it doesn't matter if you got twiddly D or twiddly dumb, you're going to get the same thing.
And
I hope we can wake the people up, and I always tell everyone this, Derry, I like to see in every county and every city, you got city councilmen and you got county commissioners or board of supervisors, whatever they call them in your county, have 50 of you sign up and run for office. 20 of you, 15 of you, 30 of you, doesn't matter. Sign up, run for office, have fun, and drive the little boogers crazy. That's what I like to see. And maybe one of you will make it. And if you make it, stand up for what you believe in and don't compromise your principles.
And, you know, another reason that you have to have this good old boys club, as you say, is that the handlers can't handle Janet White or a Mary Starrett.
No, and can you imagine if we have 20 Janet Whites running in one county? Like, what, are they going to take all 20 of them to court? You see, one of you is going to get in. And that's what I like to see. Get a bucket of guts, you people out there, and run for, I don't care if you're 65 or 70 years old, run for office. If you're young or middle-aged or old, doesn't matter. Run for office and stand up what you believe in. Don't compromise your principles and drive the suckers crazy. And going back to what you asked me you know, after the break.
Yeah, you came here from Yugoslavia.
I was born in a communist socialist police state. And I see the same thing happening to America. And I see a police state rising in America. I see cops selling their soul for a paycheck. Like when they arrested these seven Christians in Philadelphia because they were holding up Bibles and Bible verses and chapters in front of a gay pride parade. Instead of arresting the homosexual perverts on the parade, they were arresting the Christians with the Bible. And here, I've always said, I put letters to the editor in our own paper here that you can make a cop do anything. You can tell this guy, he'll do anything for a paycheck. And if I was a cop, and he told me to arrest some Christian with a Bible in a gay property, I'd tell him to stick this job where the sun don't shine, because I don't need this job, I'll get another job. If every cop does that, the whole thing will stop.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Precious metals traded mixed on Wednesday after a housing report confirmed that U.S. economic growth is slowing, adding to the attraction of metals. Gold closed off $1.20 to $623.20 an ounce, but silver rose 23 cents to $12.45 an ounce. The rapid house price inflation of recent years was clearly unsustainable. But will prices flatten or collapse? Find out at SwissAmerica.com. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
And we have returned. Paul, we're just about out of time. We have 4 or 5 minutes left. Tell us a little more about what you were talking about, how you grew up in Yugoslavia, communist, socialist, police state, and here you see exactly the same thing happening that you saw happen as a kid over there.
Exactly. See, throughout history, the evil doers, whoever they are, you know, the evil lords or whatever you call them throughout history, they depended on public officials that they hired and paid to carry out their orders. They're not going to carry out their own orders. They're not going to go out and steal your land and get you off your own land if you didn't pay your property taxes. They depend on the cop to do it for them. But can you imagine what would happen, Derry, if all of a sudden all the public officials wake up and say, we're not going to carry out these unethical orders. This guy hasn't done anything wrong just because he fell on hard times and lost his, he can't pay his property taxes. We're not going to steal his own property, and we're not going to carry out this order. What would you think if that would happen? The evildoers would have no power. The evildoers' power is you carrying out their orders. And that's why that's what we're doing, trying to wake people up. I would like to say one thing before you get off. We have an excellent article today by Byron Richards. I don't know if you ever had Byron Richards on your show. but he's got an article up to date, how FDA approved viral adulteration of our food supply. And listen to this. Live viruses will be sprayed on foods such as cold cuts, sausage, hot dogs, sliced turkey, and chicken. And article explains why they're doing this. They're spraying food with live viruses. It's kind of like when you get a shot and they put a live virus in your body to counter the virus that's some other virus in your body. So one virus will counter the other virus. And what it does is it'll create more health problems because a lot of these foods are coming in from third world countries and they're radiating foods with radiation, which kills all the good bacteria that you need and all good nutrition. And this man is a dynamite writer. And I admire this guy because he says it the way it is, and he doesn't beat around the bush. He'll get straight to the point and tell you what the problem is. And Byron Richards got an excellent article up today, so if people can click on newswithviews.com, and so you'll see Byron Richards' picture. Just click on that, and you can read the articles on how they want to start spraying your food. Yeah. And this is going to happen all across the country. So what they're basically doing is poisoning your food supply.
Well, I saw that the other day. Now, I don't know if it was his article or not. The FDA has approved these viruses.
Yes, they have. Now, right.
They're claiming that it's going to improve the quality of the food.
Yes. What they do is they're destroying the quality of the food, but they're not going to tell you that because no one's going to buy the food. So all you got to do is say, well, we're doing it for your health. We're doing it for the children. We're doing it for the seniors, and people buy this. And they've been lying to them through their teeth. Like Bush says, well, we're going to send troops on the border. We're going to send National Guard on the border. I did a talk show 6 months ago when they first said that they're going to send National Guard on the border. And I said, there ain't going to be no National Guard on the border. The whole thing is a lie. And there wasn't any National Guard on the border, sure enough. It's the whole thing is a lie, and people still believe this guy.
Oh, his ratings are improving, they tell me.
His ratings are improving, and the more he lies, the more the ratings improve. That's why you can't help these people. I don't know how to help American people because it's so gullible that they believe lies. I know it's a little different with people who listen to your show because they're more educated because you got a good heart and you tell them the truth. But most people out there who don't listen to shows like you, they're gullible as a $3 bill.
Well, you know, Hitler lived on lies, and he even made the comment, the more you tell a lie, the more people are going to believe it, and the bigger the lie, the easier it is to tell.
Exactly.
And we are just about out of time, Paul. It's a pleasure, again, to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. By the way, you can get in touch with Paul. It's simple, just newswithviews.com. We go through your website every day. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.